Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of 410 Sports Talk. I'm James Haskell, along with my co-host Glenn Martin, and we're here with some exciting news, as you can see from the title. Talk about the Ravens' recent signing of Jadeveon Clowney. Get into the good, the bad, and all the above. We're excited to talk about it and just give you our reaction. Glenn, let's... you know what? And actually, before we do, it's been a while since we've done a recorded video. Take a second. Hit the subscribe button. Make sure you turn on your notifications. All those great things. It's a really easy way to stay up with your Ravens content and, of course, support us here at the show. So, Glenn, talk to us about the details of this deal. As, you know, initially the signing came out, but then the details came out a little later. At this point, we got some financials. What we got going on here?
Yeah, the Ravens got him for 1 year, $2.5 million guaranteed with incentives that could get the deal up to a maximum value of $6 million. So, really only on the hook for one year, $2.5 million. And look, I think if Jadeveon Clowney reaches those incentives, then the Ravens will be happy to pay him the $6 million. Now we don't know what those incentives are, but I got to imagine they're tied to play time, maybe to some level production, but I got to imagine it's almost entirely tied to play time.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And it'll be interesting to see. I'm sure those details will come out eventually.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think playtime is going to be huge. And then, like you said, there's probably got to be some escalators in there for double-digit sacks and things like that. I think that Justin Houston was, what, half a sack away from an extra $500,000 last year.
That's rough, man.
Yeah,
that's
man. Rough. I hope that they just gave it to him.
They probably did.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so, but yeah, I mean.
10 is 10.
Yeah, 10 is 10. That's true. You are what the scoreboard says you are, right?
You know?
So, yeah, I mean, when I saw it come across, my instant reaction was, and how I'm still kind of feeling the same. First, I was like, okay. I'm still worried about the corners. But I've kind of come around a little bit to thinking this. You know, Glenn, you mentioned this in our group chat with me and DK, is that, of course, Clowney's a good – he's already a good run defender, right? Against
I think
the run.
Good's a little underselling it. But
that's
yeah.
Fair. Yeah, he's excellent. Like, he's an elite – run defender, right? And I think that Adafe Owe is pretty dang good too. So I think what this does for the Ravens, that at least shores them up on like a first and second down scenario, that they feel pretty good about the guys they're putting out there. So I think at the very least, to get a guy this cheap, if he's going to play and if he's going to stay healthy and if he's going to play hard, lots of ifs, it's really a flyer. And you know, I only see upside here. I'm not like over the moon about it, but I'm okay with it and feel like there's a value add there to Clowney, you know, coming to the team.
Yeah. Yeah. I think when I first saw it, I mean, the way I look at it is if it's really about what lens you're kind of looking at Jadeveon Clowney at this point in his career. I mean, if you're still looking at him as the number one overall pick in the draft and expecting him to play like that, then you're going to be disappointed. And you're going to say that, you know, this was a miss. But to me, what I think this, it just completes the room. Like, it gives a guy like Ajabo an opportunity to, while he may not be at this point a stout run defender, that's okay.
Right.
Now we got Jadeveon, who certainly is. What it also does, to me, he's like Pernell McPhee was for us. You know, he's a guy that is going to be stout against the run. And then in passing situations, you kick him inside. And now you got Jadeveon going against guards and you got Ajabo and Owe on the outside. Mm-hmm. And then you got one of the big boys who, you know, as they've all said, have been competing for those pass rush spots that have been vacated, you know, with Calais leaving. I feel pretty good about that, because the thing that's crazy about Jadeveon is he didn't get the numbers of sacks, but if you look at his pass rush win rate and his rate of disruption, he's very disruptive. You know, he certainly, you know, isn't a guy you can just single up with a guard and expect the guard to be successful. So I think if you can get a motivated, healthy Jadeveon Clowney, just 2 years ago, he had 9 sacks. You know, he again, excellent run defense to go along with those 9 sacks, and played in 14 of the 16 games. So I don't think it's anything wrong with this signing at this point. You get him for $2.5 million. With, again, escalators that the Ravens staff will be happy to pay, because that means he's playing well for them. It allows all these guys, I think, to fall into place. And let's be honest, he was the best available.
Yeah, definitely the best available, even amongst all positions, probably at this point, the best available free agent, right? Like, I guess there might be some other guys out there, but certainly you can't exclude him from the conversation, you know, and I'm sure there's other ones up for argument, but that's a great point as well. It is fun to imagine a front that has Jadeveon Clowney, Justin Madubuike, Odafe Owe, and David Ajabo, like athletic, fast, strong, any physical, you know, need that you have from your guys up front, they're going to fulfill, right? So that, and then, you know, you swap out Madubuike for a Michael Pierce, and yeah, you got some guys that's sick that I five guys right there that whether interior on the outside can apply pressure to the quarterback and have proven that they can do so. Mm-hmm. So that's a great point. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be cool to see how there's two things that I think that are going to, well, three. Okay. I'm going to exclude health from this, but there's two things that are, that to me are going to determine the success of this pairing. One is going to be Clowney's motivation. Like, mm-hmm. does he come here to Baltimore? Does he ingratiate himself with the culture? Because say what you want, people that come here remember playing here. They enjoy their time playing here. And John is a vet. 18 year. Isn't this John's 18th year?
Is it really?
18th. God. Since 2008, right?
Well, that would be 15, right? 2008.
15th year. Okay. 15th year. He came in with Joe, or did he come in the year before Joe?
I think he came in the same year as Joe. Yeah.
So he got 15th year.
Yeah.
That's still a long time, man. That's half of my life.
In the NFL, that's right. More than a lifetime. Insane.
I think the only coach with longer tenure than him is
Bill.
Yeah, right? Bill. And him and Tomlin, I think, started the
same
year.
Tomlin are right there. Yeah, exactly.
My point being, is he going to be motivated? The other one is how McDonald's going to use him. Just like you said, because that might feed into his motivation.
Right. Well, apparently some of the reason he was disgruntled last year and left Cleveland was because he thought that the entirety of the defense was built around Myles Garrett. Not that I wouldn't do that if I had Myles Garrett on my team also, but apparently there was some. Now, I don't know the validity of those reports. Also, we heard from a connection of ours that he was disappointed and was really out of there as soon as the Browns were eliminated from playoff contention. Well, right. One thing we can say about Baltimore is that at the very least, they're always in playoff contention. So the motivation, at least from that standpoint, should still be there. I think that if they can get this guy, you know, just to be on the field, of course, like, you know, the health thing is kind of with everybody. But
yeah,
if you can get a motivated Jadeveon Clowney who, you know, look, may have some sort of a grudge against the Browns, who are also in this division, that's any motivation you can get, you know, to get this guy to play at his best, he can still make plays that just go, wow, you know? And when you have a banged up cornerback room like the Ravens do, you need to add as much talent to that front to hope that they can somehow make the job of those guys on the back end a lot easier. So I'm just hopeful that they get a motivated, healthy Jadeveon, and that, you know, those guys all up in the front can kind of help carry the defense until we get some healthy guys in the back end.
Man, you got me a little more excited than when the video started. I'm interested to see what happens, but ultimately I have to temper my expectations because every game is its own event with Jadeveon, right? So we just hope, I mean, at least my hope is that he's consistent, that he's healthy, that he's available, that he's in a good mood and wants to play hard.
Well, my last question for you is this, Jimmy. Is he really wearing number 24?
24.
What is going on? Yeah, that's going to look weird.
Yeah, for sure. I don't get it. I'll tell you what, though. Jadeveon is a proven mercenary when it comes to his job. So having the incentive, I mean, I'm sure he would openly admit that, right? Like, why didn't he go to Jacksonville? Because Ravens outbid him in some way, shape, or form. Period. Mm-hmm. End of story, in my opinion. Being that, at least the paycheck fits his, or the pay structure fits his mentality. I think that's good, right? Mercenaries like to get their money when they earn it, right? Like, eat what they kill type scenario, right?
Yeah, so, 1 year deal. He's trying to impress not just the Ravens. He's trying to impress everybody.
Yeah, see if he can get out of this. I mean, I don't know if he ever wants out of. I'm sure he does. Wants out of the 1 year hoopla, right?
Like, only LeBron wants 1 year deals.
That's true.
You know.
Yeah, and James Harden wants 4 month deals.
That's right.
And only in the off season.
That's it. He's a winner in the offseason.
That's right. He's going to sign at the Vegas buffet. Anyway, no, I mean, I think that the deal's a good opportunity. And I think that John can do a lot as a vet coach to bring out the most in a guy like him. And so can McDonald as a creative defensive mind. So it'll be a lot. Dude, it'll be exciting.
Who was a vet in that room? Like Bowser is your vet. And right now he's not even playing. So I think,
right.
Well, he might not be the ideal vet to bring into the room.
I was about to say, Ajabo, don't learn too much.
It's not, don't become too good of friends. But I think it's good to add some veteran, a veteran player to the group who's done it all, seen it all. You talk about a guy who's been under the lights for a long, long time.
And Anthony Weaver and him have a relationship.
There you go. Goes back to Houston, no doubt. Yep. So, but let us know what you guys think. Yeah. You guys think this is a good ad? Were you hoping for someone else? Is this? Do you think this helps? Kind of shore up that edge position for you, or are you thinking that they might still need to add some more to the group? Let us know in the comments below, and we'll talk soon. See you.
See ya.